It's April 28th. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. Before we start, a quick reminder to those new to the show. The brief you're about to hear is in the same spirit of the actual President's Daily Brief, which is a top secret summary of the most critical events of the past 24 hours, all delivered to the president each day by the nation's spymasters. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I am your spy, and this is your brief. Here's what we're going to be talking about this morning. First up, Tony Fauci just announced that the COVID pandemic is over in America. So what comes next? Well, just look at Fauci's canceled dinner plans as a guide. I'll explain shortly. Your second brief, China is stealing our intellectual property again. That was supposed to stop under a deal signed by President Trump. I'll explain what's going on and why you should care. As always, I'm keeping an eye out for developing stories. Put this one on your radar. The Biden administration announced a new disinformation governance board to protect you from fake news, specifically the fake news about Russia and illegal immigration. We'll talk about why this is a very odd development. All up next on the President's Daily Brief. Your first piece of intel this morning. Tony Fauci says the COVID pandemic in the United States is over. He made those comments on Monday, later adding that the virus is now endemic, which means that it is here to stay and all of us at one point or another will get it. Odds are you probably have had it. A fresh study out from the CDC shows that at least 60% of Americans have been infected by a COVID variant. That number goes up to 75% of kids, all now who possess enough antibodies to be detected in our bloodstreams. Now, for those of us who've gotten COVID and recovered, and that's 99%+ of us, we also have another layer of protection beyond antibodies. It involves your memory immune system with B and T cells, but that's another brief for another time. One interesting point here, Tony Fauci was asked last fall whether the Omicron variant could actually be a good thing, in that lots of people would get the more mild variant of the bug, and that would in turn lead to natural herd immunity. He called that a, quote, dangerous idea, but that's exactly what happened, and it brought about the end of the pandemic in this country. So the question is now, what comes next? You've probably seen headlines about making sure you still wear a mask, although other headlines say it's optional, actually. In other words, lots of conflicting advice. The answer, I think, sits with Tony Fauci. Not in his guidance or counsel to America about virus protocols, because, well, we're all aware that those protocols can and indeed did change over the past several years. Say what you will about why that's true. What I mean is to look at what Tony Fauci did earlier this week with canceled dinner plans. To explain, there is a fancy party in D.C. this weekend, lots of bigwigs from the media and Capitol Hill in attendance. And that caused Tony Fauci some concern because he was invited and in fact planned to go. But then he began to reflect on all those people jammed together inside of a ballroom. So he backed out. He explained his decision by citing his, quote, individual assessment of my personal risk. Now that's despite being fully vaccinated and boosted. You see, Fauci is 81 years old, which according to data says that he is in a heightened category for potential hospitalization or even death from COVID and from actually lots of other viruses too. But I want you to really stop and think about what he's saying, because it's an important development. Put aside the issue of vaccine efficacy. That is, he's fully vaccinated and boosted, but he's still afraid of getting sick. Instead, I think we should focus on the fact that Tony Fauci assessed his own health, his own risks, and decided that for him, he should avoid a crowded event. In other words, his body, his risk, his choice. So it doesn't matter if his decision makes sense to you, or if you and I agree or disagree with his choice. The point is, he's free to make it. And so too should you be free to make those same choices. To be educated on risks, to talk to your doctor, for example, if getting vaccinated is appropriate or not. And if not, the mitigation strategies that you need to consider, like losing weight, which we've talked about on the brief before, or finding a clinic that has monoclonal antibody treatments. For most honest observers, this is all common sense. And it's what we should have been doing back in April of 2020, when we knew the fatality rates of this virus, which were around 1% or less. And we also knew who mostly ended up in the hospital. Again, we've talked about that on previous briefs too. But this moment of Fauci choosing the best path for him, it's remarkable because the government is only now allowing us to do this. Our government spent the past several years penalizing people who tried to do what Fauci just did. They wanted their body, their risk, and their choice. Ladies and gentlemen, if I had a receptive audience in the White House this morning, I would advise a president to tell America to adopt the Fauci standard. Know your risks, know your body, and make your choice. I'd also advise a president to push Congress to hold hearings into why we're just now adopting the Fauci standard. In other words, why did the government fail to adopt this common sense approach long ago? And the focus of these congressional hearings shouldn't be on score settling or humiliation. As much as you and I might like or dislike Fauci or the CDC or any other public health official who failed us, frankly, targeting them for outrage isn't the point. Instead, our goal must be to ensure that what we just went through, our government denying us the chance to make our own medical decisions to reach that Fauci standard, well, we have to make sure that that won't ever happen again. Because if we say nothing and we hold no one to account, it most certainly will.
Mike Baker here. When I say the word preparedness, what do you think of? What? Preppers? Doomsday bunkers? Well, the reality is, being prepared for any number of problems or difficulties should be a concern for everyone. You're out hiking or you're camping and you become ill or get injured. The power maybe goes out, the roads are closed, and you've got a child or elderly person at home who gets sick and needs treatment. Or your college student is away at university and gets sick. Maybe you're on holiday somewhere exotic and fun, and your trip is suddenly threatened due to illness. Now you see what I'm getting at. Being prepared for a medical emergency is just being smart. Introducing the JASE case, JASE, J-A-S-E, your personalized emergency medication kit with five essential antibiotics addressing common and deadly bacterial infections. Doctor created and recommended, it ensures that you're ready for any emergency. And getting a JASE case is simple. Look, I've done it, and seriously, it could not be any easier. It took no time at all, and the case arrived in days. Just fill out the online form at jasemedical.com. From online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery, ongoing consultation and care, JASE handles it all. Visit jasemedical.com and use code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, just like you probably thought, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your order. Again, that's jasemedical.com and use code Mike. Don't wait until it's too late.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Your second brief this morning, China is stealing our stuff again. That's the allegation made by the U.S. Trade Representative's office this morning, having released its annual report on the theft of intellectual property. But before we talk about this, we need a quick backgrounder on the issue to help you understand what's going on exactly and what this report is really all about. All right, a definition here first. Intellectual property is any product or service invented by the human mind. It could be literature or art or an invention, perhaps a unique design. Think of a patented computer chip or the iPhone or a car built to be better and more efficient than all of its competitors. That's not just intellectual property, or IP for short. That's innovation, and is what allows economies to get stronger because, to put it simply, they have better stuff than anybody else out there. Of equal importance, IP also rewards the inventors, the artists who came up with the intellectual property. They get financially rewarded for their genius, for their hard work. The problem is that China keeps stealing it from us, and from lots of other countries too, especially the Europeans. They steal it in different ways. For instance, computer hacks is perhaps one of the big ones. Other times, China's spies will recruit somebody inside of a company, and then that person will pass along those secret company plans. Now, the final big steal, if you're a foreign company that wants to do business in China, let's say you're Microsoft and you want to sell the Chinese people your software, the Chinese government will often require that you share your intellectual property, say your source code. Regardless of the means of how they get the IP, the Chinese government takes this stolen information and then passes it off to their own companies so that they can use it to get rich, all to power China's economy. They've done it with so many products, with trains and windmills and computer chips, you name it. And they've done it for over 20 years. So how bad is this problem? Well, there was a government estimate from a couple of years ago, and they came up with this figure. $600 billion of intellectual property gets stolen each year by the communist regime in China. And that's just from us. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, they're building their economy off the backs of the American people and American ingenuity. All right, so now that we've defined intellectual property and what's going on with this issue inside China, let's get back to the brief. The trade rep's office said yesterday that China was still stealing our intellectual property, or IP, despite having promised to stop. They made that promise, by the way, to President Trump in January of 2020, when he signed a deal with Beijing that included provisions that China would crack down on this IP theft. But Trump was not the first American president that they lied to. Barack Obama got similar promises when he was president, and so did George Bush. In other words, American leadership has done a lot of complaining for the past 20 years, but at the end of the day, hasn't done much about it. All right, so why should you care about this story? Well, when American companies have their innovation stolen, that means other companies are producing their products. And if the companies are in China, the stolen products are usually much cheaper because labor prices are much cheaper. And that means our companies lose market share. But it also means you lose. You see, when companies lose market share, that means fewer factories making products get built. And that means fewer jobs. And if production does still take place, it means fewer hours or less overtime for workers. In other words, you may not know it, but you had jobs and money stolen from you. You probably didn't realize it because the Chinese government stole it before you even had a chance to enjoy it. But guess what? Their people did. But Americans, like you, did not. So what do we do about this? First, there's a long line of politicians promising to crack down on China, but they never do. Republicans and Democrats alike, by the way, this is a bipartisan failure. Now, the reasons for this failure are long, and frankly, I'll need to cover it in another brief. But I'll give you a hint. It's about greed and corruption. More to come.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, I mean, just maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
What if there was someone out there who kept a log of every single thing you did every minute of the day? Well, yeah, right, that would be pretty creepy. But what if I told you that's exactly what happens every time you go online? Your internet provider, like AT&T or Verizon, is allowed to store logs of every website you've ever visited and can legally sell this data to anyone. Now, that's why I'm very pleased to tell you about ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers, so your internet provider can't see or log what you do online. Many VPNs claim to have a no-logs policy, but have been caught logging customer activity. ExpressVPN is the only VPN I'd recommend to you because they use what's referred to as trusted server technology. They were the first major VPN provider to engineer all of their VPN servers to run on RAM only. This makes it impossible for their VPN servers to store any data, including logs, of any ExpressVPN customer. ExpressVPN is so confident in their no-logs claim, they even had one of their biggest assurance firms, PwC, audit their technology. Now here's the point. Stop letting people keep logs of what you do online. Visit expressvpn.com/baker, that's B-A-K-E-R, right now, and find out how you can get 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/baker.
As always, I'm watching a few other stories this morning. Put this one on your radar. The Biden administration announced late yesterday that it is setting up a disinformation unit. It's called the Disinformation Governance Board, and it's housed in the Department of Homeland Security. It's going to focus specifically on illegal immigration and Russia. Now, those are interesting priorities. Odd, actually. And why? Well, first, Joe Biden has said repeatedly that white supremacy is the nation's greatest domestic threat. So it's odd that white supremacy didn't make the list, but Russia and illegal immigration did. So what do we know about Biden and why those two topics might be of keen interest? Well, a recent poll from The Economist found that only 33% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of immigration. The same is true of his handling of the Russian and Ukraine war. A recent NPR poll showed that only 36% of Americans thought he was doing well on that front. What's equally curious is the person that he's putting in charge of this effort. Her name is Nina Jankowicz. She has a history of focusing on disinformation, which sounds good, I suppose, but she also has a history of taking very liberal positions on the news and always against conservative voices. For instance, she labeled President Trump an authoritarian for saying that he would, quote, put out that fire when talking to protesters in Portland, Oregon several summers ago. You may recall that Antifa protesters were, in fact, setting parts of the city on fire. She's also been deeply opposed to what she calls free speech absolutists because they are, quote, taking over platforms. She said that just 3 days ago after Elon Musk took over Twitter and then promised to refocus the social media platform on free speech. I'll defer to you all if you think this sounds odd and perhaps troubling. Joe Biden is setting up what is effectively a truth commission focused on the two things that Americans don't think he does very well. I find that suspicious. And for that reason, I'm going to be watching this issue like a hawk. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your morning brief. I hope you enjoyed it. Speaking of, you know what I would enjoy? Reading more of your emails. Talk to me about what you think of this podcast. Are the briefs helpful? Why or why not? And what stories do you think am I missing? Email me. And for those of you who have already done so, you know that I'll respond. Some of my favorites, by the way, Chad in Colorado, you said you like the podcast because you listen over your cereal and I wrap up with the brief before your meal gets soggy, which I love that so much. Ray, you didn't tell me where you're from, but you listen while walking your dog. Amazing. A 10-minute walk, and you both get something you need. And Todd, in California, you said you and your wife listen on the way to work or over a quick cup of coffee. I have to be honest with you. I love that I can join you at any time, but definitely over a cup of coffee because I love cold brew, black. Pour me a glass. I'll be there in spirit. So for everybody else, please, who hasn't done so, send me a note. The email address is pdb, as in the President's Daily Brief, at thefirsttv.com. And with that, friends, we end the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
What is the No Spin News all about? You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.